This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Taking of Pelham 123. And John Travolta, he's the bad guy, and he and his crew take a subway train hostage. And guess who has to talk him out of it? It's Denzel Washington.
Who is this? This is the man who is going to give this city a run for its money. Now you tell me, what is the going rate for a New York City hostage today? What do you think, $1 million apiece is too high?
Now, this is a far cry from Travolta's most recent movies. You know, he was Bolt in my favorite animated movie last year, and before that he played a woman in Hairspray and did that really, really well. So yeah, I'm a fan of Travolta. And then there's Denzel, who's done a whole lot of movies that I love. But what about the story? And it's actually a remake of a movie from the 1970s when they hijacked a subway train. But you know, that was 30 years ago, so why didn't they modernize this a bit and have Travolta hijack like the Starship Enterprise or something? Now that would have been cool. But really, with these two guys, that would have been okay if he just hijacked a bicycle. So I'm really confused why the studio did not want us to see this movie early, which I didn't, but I probably will go on my own and see this one and get my dose of Travolta and Denzel. Now on to the PG movie of the week, and that is Imagine That. And Eddie Murphy, well, he's promised to watch his six-year-old daughter during the worst possible week of his life because he's super busy at work trying to impress the boss, but his daughter, well, she ends up having contacts in her imaginary world who give him stock tips.
The entire community is talking about you.
I want you to find out where he's getting his information.
He just hangs out with his daughter.
We have to dance.
Have to dance, too?
They dance and they laugh.
Hey, Evan. Hey, what's going on, man? How you?
Okay, this is an easy one. The best part of this movie is the little girl. She's absolutely adorable. She's a very talented little actress. She steals the movie every single time she's on the screen, which is pretty much most of the time. And Eddie, well, you know, he's not too over the top, and he does have some decent moments. Although it's a little hard for me to get into the whole imaginary world thing, which you leave imaginary, which means you have to use your imagination. And that's a lot to ask of me for 2 hours in this movie. But they did mix it up some with annoyingly interesting characters. One dude at work, well, he's like this medicine man meets obsessive compulsive Indian chief guy. And you guys out there, well, you're probably not going to get this part, but there is this sticky sweet scene toward the end of the movie where it's Eddie is, you know, every little girl's perfect father. So yes, this is a very family friendly movie, and it is an okay time. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Imagine That is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.